there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us for the program today. And now, here's Mindy with a song about the Lord's return.
When he comes. All his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown.
And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Wood. Thank you, choir, for that good message in song. Yes, the Lord Jesus is wonderful. He's wonderful to us now, and his name is wonderful. And yet there's one thing we look forward to that'll be even more wonderful, and that's to see him face to face. Oh, what wonderful hope we as Christians have to look forward to. Nothing in this world can get so bad but what we can always say, well, the Lord is coming, or we'll go and meet him and be with him forever, and he is our precious hope.
Here's a question for you, Bible Clubbers. Have you ever written to Aunt Carolyn? Maybe you've been listening to the CBC broadcast for a long time, but you never have let us know it. We can pray for you in generalities like, Dear Lord, please bless all the boys and girls who listen to the broadcast every week. But it would be much better if we could pray for you by name. It's easy to write us at the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's the snail mail address. But it's easier and quicker to email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Some of you are so good on a computer that it wouldn't take you but a jiffy to type me off a note. Let us know the radio station you hear and a little bit about yourself. It would be great fun to get your email. So take time today to write me and send your email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. I'll be looking to hear from you. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Yes. On your computer, open our website, childrensbibleclub.com, click on CBC Radio Program Listing, then click on the title of the story you would like to hear. It's just that easy. You can listen by yourself, or when you have friends over, you can listen together. Let the Children's Bible Club be your companion at your beck and call. If you have any phone, tablet, pad, or device that has internet access, you can pull up the website and carry the CBC with you all the time. Great!
And now, here's the choir with a wonderful song, Wide, Wide is the Ocean. The crowd pressed around Jesus as he preached to them by the Lake of Galilee, and he looked and saw two ships sitting there empty, and the fishermen were gone out. I guess they were gone out. They had been fishing all night long, tired and weary. They had just given up and come on in, and they were busy washing their nets. Oh, they were tired to the bone, and the night wind and the dampness in the air had just soaked into them till they thought they couldn't wait to get home, get on some clean, dry clothes and maybe something warm to drink. And, oh, what a discouraging time they'd had. Why, their fish weren't running at all. They hadn't brought in anything from a whole night's work, and I mean fishing was work, too. Why, those nets and all those weights were heavy when they threw them overboard, and then have to pull them in time after time, and every time be empty. There were no fish to bring home for breakfast this day. Eating at their house would be slim this day, and there were no fish to sell to help pay the bills. Oh, it was a sad morning. And then Jesus said, "Let me sit in your boat for a little while." Peter was too tired to argue, and he let the Lord Jesus get on the boat, and I suppose maybe he kind of wished he'd hurry up and get finished preaching at first. And then as he heard the Lord Jesus speak, it seemed to calm his own heart as he listened to the very word of God. And finally Jesus was done speaking, and he said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep, and let your nets over and catch some fish." And Peter looked at Jesus, and at first I imagine he thought, "Go fishing again? I am too tired to wiggle." But he didn't tell everything he was thinking, I'm sure. And he said, "But Master, we have toiled all night. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the nets." And pretty quick the anchor was up and the oars were busy and pulling, and out into the lake they were again. And at Jesus' command, they let the nets over. I'm sure at first they thought, "Well, here we got our nets all clean. Now we're going to have to clean them again after just messing them up and getting them wet." But they no sooner let those nets over into the water than they began to feel the weight of fish and the working and the wiggling and the pull of those nets as the fish worked. And pretty soon, I tell you, they had so many fish they didn't know what to do with them. They were about to pull the fishermen overboard at first, and then when they tried to pull in the nets, they had so many it just about was ready to sink the boat, and they were about to panic. And why, they, one of them waved their coat in the air, motioning to the other boat to come and help. They sent out their SOS that fishermen knew how to send. And it wasn't long before John and the others came quick with their boat. And I guess they'd been fishing all night,
and without anything, and here both boats were so full they were about ready to sink. You talk about some happy men that day. Oh, yes, there'd be fish on the table for supper. Yes, there'd be fish to sell to pay the bills. Oh, this was wonderful. And right in the middle of all that, Peter sank to his knees. He realized who'd made that catch possible. He realized it wasn't any of their human ability to go fishing. He realized it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who had made the catch possible that day. Oh, I imagine the Lord smiled at him. I imagine the Lord had even helped him pull the nets a little bit. And he realized that day that the Lord Jesus Christ was everything, all in all to him. And you know, Jesus said, "Fear not, Peter, from this day on thou shalt catch men." And you know it was wonderful for Peter to be a fisherman and have such an occupation, but it was more wonderful for him to become a soul winner and go up and down the roads with the Lord Jesus Christ and bringing the lost folks to him. Oh, I say, you have fun going fishing, I'm sure, in the creek or in the lake, wherever you go. And it's wonderful to be busy doing the things you have to do. But the most wonderful job of all in the world is winning other boys and girls and friends to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I wonder, have you won anybody to Jesus this week? Well, have you tried? Have you even gone fishing to try to win somebody to Jesus? You know, Jesus will help you if you'll only get out and tell the gospel message. But now you can't be a fisher of men if you don't know the Lord Jesus first of all yourself. You see, Jesus came all the way from heaven to die on the cross for your sins. And Jesus has already paid for your sins. And if you come to him and ask him to forgive all of your sins, your lies and your dirty thoughts, just ask Jesus to forgive you of all your sin and trust him as your Savior, he'll save you today. And then you can take the gospel message to some of your friends, and you can tell them how they can be saved and how they can be a child of God too. Now, wouldn't you like to be a soul winner? And be like Peter, be a fisher for men. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, ChildrensBibleClub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.